You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org. Ubuntu 18.10 is now in final beta for desktop, server, and cloud editions. Codenamed Cosmic Cuttlefish, Ubuntu 18.10 will be shipping with a few new features, including a new theme, faster installation, an updated version of GNOME, and the kernel. Ubuntu 18.10 will be available for download on October the 18th via the World Wide Web. Elsewhere in the world of webs, Emubuntu has released their Debian Edition 2, version 1.03, based on Debian Stretch. Emubuntu originally started with the idea of keeping older hardware smoothly running so that functional computers could be easily donated to humanitarian organizations, while simultaneously promoting Linux to beginners and reducing wastage of still useful computers that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the World Wide Web in the early 1990s, is releasing a platform to combat corporate data collection. The platform is called Solid and will build upon the existing web. Although far from finished, Solid will be a decentralized, pod-based data sharing platform, and documentation for app creation is already on the main website. Berners-Lee has taken leave from MIT to work with John Bruce to create an ecosystem around Solid. When will GNU Linux operating systems become a Solid gaming platform? Feral Interactive is planning a Linux port of XCOM 2, the turn-based tactics video game via Steam. The port will be a DLC pack that's free to all owners of the XCOM 2 War of the Chosen video game.
Debian GNU/Linux 9 Stretch has released a kernel patch to fix 18 security flaws. These include a memory leak, a flaw in the floppy driver, buffer overflow, and other issues. The security patch also addresses a use-after-free bug in the communication manager. The Arch Linux 2018.10.01 snapshot has also arrived with kernel update 4.18.9. Arch Linux is a rolling release OS, and this is where the monthly ISO snapshot comes into play. New installations can then be much more up-to-date with the latest security patches. The United States Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also known as DARPA, is set to invest more than $2 billion into the AI Next program. The program aims to improve the relationship between machines and humans. DARPA says AI Next will accelerate the third wave, which enables machines to adapt to changing situations. For instance, adaptive reasoning will enable computer algorithms to discern the difference between the use of principal and principle. But will it be able to adapt to human principles? Israel no longer agrees to Microsoft's business principles. Israel pays more than 100 million shekels a year for Office software, but Microsoft is trying to shift to a subscription system that is similar to renting. This has encouraged the Israeli government ministries to re-examine their needs of using Microsoft technology. Another easy opportunity for free and open software to save the day.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time.
Special thanks to Arnfried Valbrecht for content creation.